Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The perfect priesthood of Christ. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? Hebrews 7:11. As good as the Levitical priest system was, it was imperfect, and the priesthood would need to be changed. Jesus Christ became the perfect priest who would never change. Hebrews 7 describes the old priesthood as mortal, and they truly were many priests because they were not suffered or allowed to continue by reason of death. There would no doubt be some breakdown of knowledge or interest on behalf of a person when his priest moved or died. Not so with the Lord Jesus Christ, because he continues forever, and because he is the Son who is consecrated forevermore. Therefore, we approach him with confidence, knowing he is able to save those to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever lives to make intercession for them. The priesthood of men was also fallible. Daily they needed to offer up sacrifice first for their own sins and then for the people's. A system of sinful men offering imperfect animals whose blood was incapable of washing away sins must have left some of the priests longing for something more assuring and fulfilling. Jesus ushered in a priesthood so perfect and infallible that nothing would ever be the same. For Christ needs not daily to offer sacrifices as Levitical priests did, for this he did once when he offered up himself. The one-time-only work of Christ was sufficient because of who offered it and what was offered. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on Apple or Google Podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.